So just take a few moments to settle in for your short healing process to support you to trust, receive, and follow the guidance from your something bigger. So doing this short process, either seated in a comfortable position or lying down, closing your eyes, and just begin by following your breath in and out of your body. The nostrils, the chest, the belly, and back out again through the mouth or the nose. Just following the breath in and out of the body as it is naturally happening. And just doing a really short mini body scan, just noticing what's present in the body today. There might be fatigue or pain, maybe a headache, a tightness or a tension. Just doing a little body scan, starting with the head and moving through the body, down into the neck and the arms, the torso, the legs and the feet. And just doing that at your own pace right now for a moment or two. And just noticing what's present, not judging it, not trying to push it away. Remembering that feelings, symptoms in our bodies are part of your guidance. And calling in your something bigger right now, whatever you call it. Just calling it or them in, helping you with this process, helping you to release. And awareness now, just bringing into awareness any beliefs you have that you know are keeping you from trusting, receiving, or following guidance from your something bigger. Perhaps there's a belief that they've let bad things happen in the past so they can't be trusted. Maybe you have a belief around being punished or judged if you do something wrong. Perhaps you have a fear around following your guidance because you're afraid you're going to lose money, a job, perhaps love, approval, fear of being alone. Maybe it's people pleasing specifically that's keeping you. Perfection, fear of making a mistake, failing, being criticized or embarrassed. Maybe it's a superhuman belief around, needing to do, go in order to survive in the world so you don't even have time to slow down and hear your guidance, much less follow it. So whatever those beliefs are, and you may have many, just bringing them all in and perhaps even opening your hands and just visualize, picture, or feel yourself holding these beliefs, these fears, these parts of you. Just acknowledging them, holding them, not judging them or making them wrong. Just taking a few minutes to hold them. And if you want to bring in one by one, you can do that. If you just want to hold them all at once, that's fine. Just kind of following your guidance right now in this process. And if you want to hold one by one, you might actually say it silently or out loud. And just continuing to breathe as you do that. And giving them love and compassion, actually. Acceptance, love, and compassion. Knowing that they've been here, that they are here, because they think they are supporting you in some way. They think they're helping you to survive, or they're protecting you in some way. So just taking another moment or two, breathing, having love, acceptance, and compassion for each of these beliefs or fears that you've been holding on to. And when that feels complete, just gathering them all up again, and you're holding them in your hands or your arms, and just letting them know that it's time for them to move on and let go. They're actually parts of you that they've been doing this job for you, and you don't need them to do it anymore. You actually don't need their protection. You actually don't need them in order to survive anymore. It's just not so. It's not your truth anymore. Maybe it never was. And remembering that they are energy, and it's energy that is time to be set free. These beliefs have been holding energy, and it's time to set them free. So again, just silently or out loud, gently speaking to them, letting them know, thank you for being here for me. Thank you for protecting me, for helping me, for supporting me. And I'm letting you know now also, as much as I have gratitude for you, that it is time for you to move on. I am releasing you back to Source, back to the sun, the moon, back to be repolarized, and the energy to be used again, used in a way that's going to be more helpful for me, more helpful for not just me personally, but for the planet. So just silently or out loud having this conversation. And as you are letting them go, you might put your hands, your arms up towards the sun, the moon. And as you breathe out, just breathing out and releasing these fears and beliefs, turning them over to universe, sun, moon, you're something bigger. So that the energy they've been holding can be released, transmuted. And just taking a few moments to do that, breathing it out. And as you breathe in, just breathing in more of the truth. All of the truths that you can trust there is something bigger out there to help you and support you. That you can call on it at any time. Breathing in the truth that you no longer need to please others. You can follow your guidance. It is your life. Breathing out and releasing those fears and beliefs. Releasing them from your body, your mind, your whole being. And breathing in the truths. You don't have to work hard to survive. You can slow down, make time to connect on a daily basis with yourself and something bigger. You can trust and follow your guidance. You don't need anyone else's permission or approval, just your own. There's no such thing as making a mistake. There's no such thing as failing. So for a few more moments, continuing to breathe out and release all those fears and limiting beliefs. And as you breathe in, just breathing in the truth. all the truths, and maybe even silently or out loud speaking them. Breathing out, breathing in, acknowledging, affirming the truths, beginning to plant those seeds in your mind, your body, on a deeper level. And when that feels complete, just placing a hand on your heart and perhaps one above your belly button, your third chakra, your center of personal power, self-worth. And breathing in self-acceptance, self-trust, trust that you are connected to something bigger always. And it's always guiding and supporting you. And when you breathe out, just breathing out any remnants of those fears and limiting beliefs. Maybe that you have to have other people's approval or love in order to be worthy and lovable. Breathing out the need for needing others' opinions and approval and permission. Any distrust in yourself or something bigger. And taking a few moments and continuing to do that, breathing in that acceptance, love, trust, your own worthiness, the support that you always have from your something bigger, and breathing out anything that could hold you back, breathing out and clearing any of the limiting beliefs and fears. And perhaps completing the process by affirming a heart's desire, silently or out loud, perhaps I am always guided, supported, following my something bigger guidance. So whatever resonates with you, I'm always guided and supported by the universe, God, something bigger, always trusting and following, always guided and trusting and following my guidance, my something bigger guidance, and affirming it several times and picturing what it would look like if you were living it, fully trusting and following that guidance. Noticing how you feel in the body. And when that feels complete, just gently opening your eyes, moving, stretching your body, just noticing how you feel, and noticing and remembering that you can come back and do this mini practice anytime at all you're feeling anxious or afraid or worried, anytime at all that needs to be cleared so you can get clarity on maybe a problem or situation as well.